Five, four,
one.
Three. Good evening. This is a special call meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. Under the executive order signed by Governor Lee that addresses meetings of governing bodies, the Oak Ridge Board of Education is meeting under that specific executive order. Therefore, the Oak Ridge Board of Education is meeting electronically tonight. And this meeting will be available to the public on local channel 15 and also will be live streamed on YouTube. So welcome to everyone that's here. I'm not actually sure who all is here. I see faces and names, and I don't know if we have any council members that are on with us at this point. I don't see any.
I don't see any myself.
I did talk with the mayor today, and he could not be here. He had another city Zoom meeting that he needed to attend to, and he did say just to make sure that he received all the information that was discussed tonight, as I'm sure all council members will. So let's go ahead. Ms. Lammerhurt, would you call the roll, please, just to identify who are all of the board members that are here?
Yes. Mr. Phil Auer?
Here.
Ms. McClain?
Here.
Ms. Agle? I see her, but I don't hear her.
She got muted.
Okay.
Unmuted briefly. But I'm here.
Mr. Stevens?
Here.
Ms. Webb?
Here.
Thank you. Please indicate that all board members are present. This, I guess, officially, even though officially budget season starts many months ago, but this officially begins the budget season for the Board of Education. Our purpose tonight is one, and that's the actual presentation of the budget and comments from the superintendent. So Dr. Borchers, I'll turn it over to you at this time.
Okay, we're gonna be sharing the screen here tonight, several of us. I'm gonna start out. Hopefully everything's gonna go smoothly here. Everybody see the presentation?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So I'll start, and very similar to the years in the past, we'll talk a little bit about academics and some of the highlights that have happened very, very quickly here at the beginning. I'll then turn it over to Ms. Pat Smith, who will kind of get us into the nitty-gritty of this year's budget, and then we'll finish with Mr. Thacker with some capital projects and information, and then just open it up for questions. So we'll go ahead and get started. As the board knows, we've had this mission of being one of the best STEM school districts in the state, in the country, and we've made great strides towards that. And we continue to focus on our seven keys to college and career readiness. And as the board knows, we are looking at the profile of a graduate. Some of that has slowed down a little bit, but we will get back to the board eventually on that initiative as well. I really want to key on key seven. And that's where we want all of our students to participate in either AP coursework, dual enrollment, industry certifications, or in our Navy JROTC program. We've made great strides as a district. When we talk about STEM and that acronym and project-based learning, I think it's these things on the screen, the four C's, our project-based learning emphasis that has really made us a district that others are looking towards do their STEM journey. And it's really this holistic STEM-based learning, I think, that really sets our district apart. We're very, very proud of that. And that, as we know, I think we continue to celebrate being the first in Tennessee, the second in the world to be Advanced Ed STEM certified, now Cognia. And we continue to strive, and our staff continues to do amazing things on a daily basis with our students. And then finally, before we kick it over to Pat here. The board knows this, and our staff knows this, but just want to reiterate the great success that we've had on Key 7 and the number of graduates that are hitting that Key 7. We really set forth and put a stake in the ground back in 2015, and thanks to the support of the board and just amazing administrative and teacher leaders, we've been able to make this type of an increase. So hats off to everybody involved that's made that possible. Again, just remember, this seems like a long time ago now, but we were recognized at the TSBA and we received the Award for Excellence in Education Program just this last year. And so that's exciting. Also has garnered us some visits from some great people. And I know the board enjoyed this visit from Assistant Secretary for Elementary and Secondary Education, Mr. Frank Brogan. Just a few highlights of some of the good things that have happened here this year. So I'm going to stop sharing here, and Pat is going to pick us up and start into the budget conversation.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Borchers. This will be a high-level overview of our budget presentation. Each of the board members received an electronic copy. Also wanted to let everyone know that there is a PDF copy on their school website that everyone has access to, so feel free to get all of the details there online. As we've started our budget, as Mr. Philauer said, back in November, and we thought we had everything pretty well lined out the end of February, and we've had to make a lot of modifications due to our current situation. We implemented a spending freeze to address the pandemic that we're going through. Excuse me. We also, our revenues for sales and property tax to date have been trending much higher than we had anticipated. We're going to use those increased revenues plus our savings from the spending freeze and the school closures to roll into support and give us some flexibility for our FY21 budget. Our budget goals, of course, were to focus on all the opportunities that we can improve and enhance the district's keys to college and career readiness. I won't go over all of these, but one of the large focuses, especially with the current situation, is to make sure that we have a strategy in place to address the current pandemic both now and to allow flexibility in 21 or whatever may come that we can handle those situations. Briefly, we've had our administrative team working together, like I said, since November. We came back with the instructional and the budget goals. We've been looking at our salary guidelines, realigning those, estimated and re-estimated the state funding and local revenue. And then, of course, plan to use fund balance reserves and surplus from this year to help support the 21 budget. We have here the overall total budget. This includes all of the funds is $61,154,000. The general fund budget is, I'm sorry, the $61,154,000 total is $69,140,000. You see our fund balance, our federal programs this year consist of 7%. We did increase that this year by $750,000 because we do anticipate receiving some federal funds for the CARES program for the COVID Act. Our major assumptions for revenue for this budget were the property and sales tax estimates through the current date, and then also our receivables history, and then also our student enrollment for Anderson County increased by 63 students and Roane County by 49 students, which will have an impact on the percentage of sales and property tax that we receive from each of those counties. The BEP funding, we received our first estimate, and that is an increase of $522,000 or 2.29% over last year. Our student average daily membership that's based on increased by 98 students over last year. We are not projecting any increase for the city allocation. We are planning on using fund balance and to balance the budget. And we are also going to closely monitor our revenues and expenditures both now and as we go into the new year to realign with what our needs are based on that current situation. Okay, this is an overview. You probably or may remember it from last year. This is our BEP revenue analysis over the past 7 years. It was, again, a 2.5% increase, our level of funding over last year. You can see we peaked in FY18 and it has been going down and then a slight increase for FY21 is projected. Our major assumptions for our expenditures in this budget, the teacher salaries, we're proposing an experience step for all eligible teachers, a 1% COLA increase for teachers, implementation of the compensation plan for all other employees, our supplies and services based primarily on the FY20 budget, and they have been revised and in some situations reduced because of our situation. There is no increase in the rates for vision and life insurance. We did have a 2.5% annual increase in health insurance costs and a 2.84% dental increase for 21. And then we had a 0.36% decrease in the TCRS retirement rate for certified staff. We're proposing staffing additions and reductions based on what the district needs, including textbook adoption and purchase, of course, continuing our ESCO agreement payment with the city. And then we did make some additional cuts in departmental budgets based on their situation. This is an overview of the staff changes. We're proposing the addition of 2.5 positions overall for the district, a reduction of 0.25. Again, for teacher compensation, step increase for teachers and a 1% COLA, and other staff to implement the compensation plan. This is a breakdown of the cost for the step increase and 1% for teachers. The BEP funding covered 2% increase for teachers, but we have to remember that that is based on an average state salary of just over $43,000, and that's only 73% of that $43,000. We receive the total $251,243 in the BEP funding for the 2% increase. $645,853 is the cost of the 1% increase in the step increase for teachers. This pie chart just breaks down the difference of what that funding covers versus what the school district cost is. This slide actually gives us an overview of our employee compensation plan. It affects 266 staff members that will be placed on a schedule that were not on a schedule before. 153 positions have been reclassified or would be reclassified and modified based on extensive job analysis. And 21 staff members would be moved to a 12-month calendar to more fully support the district needs. The one important aspect to remember is that no current employee would lose any pay due to the implementation. And the cost for that implementation is a total of $674,339. We have a history of salary increases for past 5 years. Overall, they average out to 2.6% through this current year. And again, to balance the budget, we are going to use $2,272,087. Of that, just over $2 million will be used from our undesignated fund balance, and $200,000 would be used from our committed for other purposes fund, which is for equipment rental and replaces for school buses. That would leave us sufficient cash flow and operational requirements and emergencies in the general fund of 10.21% at the end of the FY21. This is an overview of our fund balance. We ended up FY19 actually at 12.75% of our actual fund balance. We are projecting, because of the excess revenues we've received this year and our savings, that we are going to end FY20 at 13.57%. And with using the 2.2 million, we will end at 10.21 at the end of FY21. It's not something that you want to do on a routine basis. The other thing is our fund balance fluctuates from year to year, and from month to month, our expenditures and obligations are pretty steady through those 12 months, each of those months, but our revenues in January and March are very high, and then we do not receive BEP funding in the months of May and July. As you can see, our average monthly expenditures are $5.75 million. And then our federal funds or our federal grants are on a reimbursement basis. So the district has to pay those and then get reimbursement for those. So we have to have sufficient cash to cover those expenditures. This is actually the history of our undesignated fund balance. I hope you guys can see the orange line is where we are currently for FY20. And again, we are projecting, based on our savings, to end at just over $8 million for the orange arrow is. And this is our 21 projected fund balance by month. And you can see as we go through to October, we get down to just under $2 million. We'll move back up in January through April and sustain us through June and get ready for the next year again. And our last slide is a review of our projected cash flow for FY21. The copper colored lines are our expenditures and the gold lines are our revenue, and the red line is our actual cash balance as we move through that cycle. And that's everything I have, and we'll pass it on to Alan.
Righty, I believe everybody can see my screen at this point, so I'll move forward. Looking over capital projects and funding, the school district and the city have completed the first of two proposed energy service projects by ESG, and the energy service projects utilize energy savings to pay for the replacement of major HVAC equipment and other capital needs. Some other items that are of interest: the school district and the city of Oak Ridge have deployed an inclusive roofing replacement plan, and we'll see that Willowbrook will be the next on the agenda for roof replacement. And the school district is currently in its very final stages of updating the facility study for all district buildings. The facility study will provide us a foundation for future capital improvement plans and will help us to identify areas of growth. And one thing that we've looked at closely is the amount of new students coming in and where those students will be affecting schools. Some of the things that we managed to complete is the new preschool building. Construction was completed for the first round of new students that will get to occupy that building in 2021. It's a beautiful building and we're extremely happy to have it. An update on the ESG project: the phase one project is 100% complete. And we've had energy savings exceeding the predictions by over $50,000 so far. Plans are currently in development for a phase two project, and the rendering that you see in front of you is what Robertsville would look like if this phase two project gets to go through. A little bit of the roofing update. They've completed the roof at Robertsville Middle School, going from a foam roof with many holes, which you might see a picture of on the left, and then a final finished roof of a 20-year warranty roof on the right. I'm very happy to have that. The CIP allocated the city from the allocated quite a bit of money this year for CIP. They started out with $300,000 and then increased that investment to $400,000. And you can see a large list of items that we've been able to complete or in progress of completing. Included are some emergency repairs to the high school geothermal loop, replacement of Woodland and Willowbrook rooftop units, a new heat pump that's going to be ordered for Glenwood, and that's a large unit that serves our kitchen and cafeteria area. We're placing 6 wall-hung units on our portable buildings. There's a total of 9 wall-hung units, and we've already replaced 3 of those. We're replacing all of the data closet systems, HVA systems that serve our data systems in the high school building. Quite a few of those have failed, and those are currently in progress or completed. And we are planning for the replacement of all the rooftop package units on Willowbrook to coincide with the roof replacement, as well as the gas piping for that, which you see planned here. This totals around $350,000, and the rest of the money will be spent on engineering fees, cranes, and ductwork that has to be done with these projects. In the ESCO phase 2, we've got some proposed improvements. Quite a bit of this is going to be paid for by the very first one, the retrofit to the lighting system of Oak Ridge High School in Woodland. Those will be changed over to LED fixtures, which gives us the best payback. We'll be replacing 10 rooftop HVAC units at the high school. We'll replace or repair and upgrade the water source heat pump piping system at the high school and add some redundancy into that pumping system there. The system that operates now has been operating nonstop since 2005, 2008, somewhere in that time frame it's been going and has been nonstop running. We'll be replacing the Linden boiler. That was originally scheduled to be replaced in 2011, and here we are in 2020, 21, and looking to get that replaced. We'll replace all the rooftop package units at Woodland. We'll replace 8 air handler units at Robertsville and Jefferson. The 3 at Jefferson are 50 plus years old. They were put in when the building was built. The 5 at Robertsville were put in place in 85. Interesting note here, we'll be adding the ionization equipment on over 600 HVAC units for air purification. This system kills viruses, bacteria, and mold spores that come into our rooms through fresh air and through respiration of folks in the rooms. They'll install new plumbing fixtures at all the schools for water savings, new windows at Jefferson and Robertsville, upgrading our controls to give us even better operations than we have now, and provide us a district-wide asset inventory for HVAC equipment and other key maintenance equipment. One of the key items will be an RMS exterior renovation. So you're looking at the east facing. So this would be the side that would be facing Illinois Avenue. A whole different look from what we currently have. They'll replace the windows and the tile wall panels for EFAS and new windows. That's a huge investment in insulation factor. If anybody's ever been in Robertsville, you'll note that the south side of the school tends to heat up a lot faster than the north side of the school, and this will help reduce that happening. They'll repair any brick and concrete construction elements and seal and paint the exterior, and will give us a new view. And I'll stop there and pass it back to Dr. Borchers.
All right, thanks, Pat and Alan. Hopefully everybody can see the schedule there. This is our last slide. So I won't read everything here to you, but upcoming meetings. We have one scheduled for Wednesday, May 6th. In the past, we have not had that meeting, but that's up to the board's discretion. Next week, we would have a couple of meetings. Line by line would be on Monday, May 11th, and then the first reading of the budget on Wednesday, May 13th, and then the second reading occurring at our regularly scheduled board meeting on May 18th, and then all the other meetings that will happen after that with the city. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll keep this PowerPoint up if I need to go back and forth if there's any questions, but all of us are here to answer them again from you or the board.
Let me just make a comment, Alan, to you. I don't know where, I know where we need to go. I don't know how we're going to get there. I know it's been an item on our projects. And it's been moved up and down. And we had this conversation. I don't know who was on when I came on, but the superintendent and I met with the mayor and city manager, and we did have this conversation. There wasn't much recourse or comment from the city side, but our track at Oak Ridge High School is in deplorable condition, and it, to be honest, it's an embarrassment. And from me looking at it, I'm not the type of person that knows about that, but I think we're getting close to approaching where it becomes unusable for Oak Ridge High School or for the community. There's some spots in there, it looked to me like, are dangerous areas. I don't know. I know there's a lot on this, but I guess why I'm saying this, this needs to be a start of a conversation, a continued conversation, to see what we can do to remedy that.
Yes, sir, I've actually gotten several quotes on that already, and had some architects looking at that to give us some idea of where we need to go to improve and correct those conditions.
Dr. Borchers, can you take that screen down?
Yeah. Just completely?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I can't, it's hard to see who might want to be talking. Are there any comments from the board members on what you've heard so far tonight?
Keys, I have one question. Pat, can you tell me what the proposed raise for the staff is? I thought I saw a couple different figures.
Yes, the actual raise for teachers is a COLA of 1% plus their staff. There isn't, per se, a raise for all of the other staff that would be placing them on the new salary compensation schedule. Matt could give you details, but some staff members would not receive any raise. Some would receive an increase. Some would, you know, maybe be a minimal, but the big thing would be to get everyone on the schedule.
Okay, thank you.
Comments or questions from any other administrators or staff that are with us tonight? All right, let's talk about our schedule for a minute. Our next schedule one, as Dr. Borchers mentioned, was May the 6th, which is a work session. We've kind of skipped over that in the past, and I'm wondering even more so in the way we're dealing with our meetings at this point in time. It would seem to me it would be more logical, since each of the board members has a copy of the budget, to continue reviewing that budget. Certainly, if you have questions during that time, to get in touch with the superintendent with those questions. We come back on May the 11th with a line-by-line review, which really gets us more into the meat of seeing that information and being able to discuss it. It would seem that would be the most appropriate time to bring forth those questions collectively as a board, as opposed to coming in on May the 6th. So I would suggest we eliminate the work session on May the 6th, but would listen to comments or questions about that from the board members. What your thought is?
I agree with it.
I would agree also. It makes more sense. that if we need to do any work session type work, to do that immediately after the line by line or as we go through it line by line?
That's exactly what I was thinking as well.
I agree.
So, Lynn, if you want to remove that May 6th work session, we'll cancel that. So our next session would be the line-by-line review at 5:30 on May the 11th. And then I'm going to just read this so I make sure I don't leave anything out. On Wednesday, May 13th, the board will be holding a public hearing on the budget along with the first reading. If you have questions about the budget, you may submit an email question to me, and my email address can be found on the school's website. If you submit a question, it must be submitted no later than Tuesday, May the 12th by 5 p.m. That email must include your name and your Oak Ridge address. And Ms. Lammerhurt will make that available to the media as well. Lynn, did I cover that pretty correctly? Okay. Board members, any questions or concerns about that? Okay. Then after the 13th, on May the 18th, will be our regular scheduled board meeting beginning at 6 o'clock, along with the adoption of the budget. Any questions from anyone there? Okay, let me also mention to the board, the school administration building committee, chaired by Dr. Smallridge, is starting and will actually have its first meeting this coming Friday. So we are moving forward with discussions on that, and hopefully within the next month or two, we'll have some direction coming from that. And I see Mr. Hammond, I didn't know you were with us, but thank you for tuning in. I don't know how long you've been here. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. It hadn't been too long. I wanted to make sure I got on that. Just thank you all personally for all the phenomenal work you've been doing and the adjustments that you've made. So thank you. But yeah, it hadn't been too long.
Well, I appreciate you doing that. One thing I will say, when all this ends, and it will end at some time, and we will move forward in perhaps a new direction, but it's certainly going to give us all an opportunity to write a book. Because we will have plenty of information from all different aspects to do that. So thank you, I appreciate that.
Oh, it's a privilege, thank you.
Anything else, Dr. Borchers?
No, as you said, Mr. Chairman, if the board has questions between now and Monday, please get those to me and we'll get answers as fast as we can back to you.
Okay, Holly, are you there? Yes.
Yes, I'm here.
I need to speak with you about a matter. Okay. Can you give me a phone call?
Yes. Do I have your number?
You have my number?
That's a good question. You can text it to me or email it to me. I'll call you.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Board members, if you didn't sign up, you indicated to me that a time that you would work at graduation. I've got you signed up, so we've got all the spaces covered. Thank each of you for
doing
that.
Thank you.
All right. If there's nothing else, everybody, thank you. Stay safe, and we'll see you again soon. We are adjourned.
All right.